Promoting Circumcision of the Heart. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God. One of the Pharisees asked him to dinner, and entering the house of the Pharisee, he reclined at table. Now there was a woman in the town who was a sinner, and when she found out that Jesus was at table in the house of the Pharisee, she brought an alabaster flask of perfume and stood behind him at his feet in tears. As her tears began to wet his feet, she wiped them with the hair of her head, pressed kisses on them, and anointed them with perfume. When his host, the Pharisee, noticed this, he said to himself, "If he was a prophet, he would know what sort of woman this is who's touching him, for she is a sinner." Then Jesus addressed him. "Simon," he said, "I have something to say to you." "Speak, teacher," he said. "There was a moneylender who had two debtors. One owed him 50 pounds, the other 5. As they were unable to pay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me now, which of them will love him the most?" "I suppose," said Simon, "the man who had the most forgiven." "Quite right," he said. Then turning to the woman, he said to Simon, "You see this woman? When I came into your house, you never gave me water for my feet, while she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You never gave me a kiss, while ever since she came in, she has kept pressing kisses on my feet. You never anointed my head with oil, while she has anointed my feet with perfume. Therefore, I tell you, many as her sins are, they are forgiven, for her love is great. Whereas he to whom little is forgiven has but little love." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." His fellow guests began to say to themselves, "Who is this to forgive even sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Shortly afterwards, he went traveling from one town and village to another, preaching and telling the good news of the reign of God. He was accompanied by the 12 and by some women who had been healed of evil spirits and illnesses: Mary, called Magdala, out of whom 7 demons had been driven; Joanna, the wife of Chuza, the chancellor of Herod; Susanna, and a number of others who ministered to him out of their means. As a large crowd was gathering, and as people were resorting to him from town after town, he addressed them in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some seed fell on the road and was trampled down, and wild birds ate it up. Some other seed dropped on the rock, but it withered away when it sprang up because it had no moisture. Some other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Some other seed fell on sound soil, and springing up bore a crop 100-fold. So saying, he called out, "He who has an ear, let him listen to this." The disciples questioned him about the meaning of the parable, so he said, "It is granted to you to understand the open secrets of the reign of God, but the others get it in parables, so that for all their seeing they may not see, and for all their hearing they may not understand." This is what the parable means. The seed is the word of God. Those on the road are people who hear, but then the devil comes and carries off the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rock are people who, on hearing the word, welcome it with enthusiasm, but they have no root. They believe for a while and fall away in the hour of trial. As for the seed that fell among thorns, that means people who hear, but go and get choked with worries and money and the pleasures of life, so that they never ripen. As for the seed in the good soil, that means those who hear and hold fast the word in a good, sound heart, and so bear fruit steadfastly. No one lights a lamp and hides it under a vessel or puts it below the bed. He puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For nothing is hidden that shall not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that shall not be known and revealed. So take care how you listen, for he who has, to him shall more be given, while as for him who has not, from him shall be taken even what he thinks he has. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Book of Luke.